I'm Faith Middleton, and this show is about the richness of life. We're going to talk about solving back pain. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. Back pain is the second most common neurological ailment in the nation. Headaches are number one. At some point, all of us experience back pain, short-term or long-term. That's why spine neurosurgeon Jack Stern of Cornell Weill Medical College has written this book, Ending Back Pain. It offers five powerful steps we're going to talk about to diagnose, understand, and treat your ailing back. What interested me about Dr. Stern is that he co-founded a New York City center committed to non-surgical treatments, surgery only as a last resort. Now, that's a surgeon doing this. We'll discuss with Dr. Stern his ideas about unlocking your back's unique pain code and how to live a life that supports a strong, healthy back. He's treated more than 10,000 patients of all kinds, pain meds, therapy techniques, antidepressants, preventive strategies. I've learned a lot reading this informative book. Dr. Stern, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure being on.
So here's the one thing I wondered about as I read this information, which was very valuable to me. Why didn't nature design our backs in a smarter way? Why is it that we all have such back pain?
Well, I think Mother Nature did, in fact, design our backs very intelligently. I think we're abusing the design. So you can have the best car, the best computer, but if you don't use it the way it was designed to be used, mm-hmm. it's going to malfunction. I think that's exactly what's happening to us. We use our bodies and our backs in ways that it was never designed to be used. No one ever thought we'd be sitting in chairs for hours. No one ever thought we'd be standing in one place for hours. Nobody ever thought that we would be living as long as we do. Nobody ever thought that, particularly in the United States, that we'd be as heavy as we are. Nobody ever thought that we'd be exercising as little as we do, particularly as Americans. So it's really, so much of back pain is abuse of a really good design.
Ah, I love this answer. Okay, let's get right into this because you say step one, we're going to do the five steps in this conversation. Uh-huh. That is unlocking your back's unique pain code. Explain what you mean there and let's get into how that works.
Well, when you say back, you see, I have a real problem with the term back pain because it's really a description. And as a physician, what I'm looking for is a diagnosis. So if a patient walked into their internist's office and said, I have belly pain, the internist will say, well, let me figure this out. Maybe you ate something and it's affecting you badly. Maybe you've got gallstones. Maybe you've got an ulcer. Maybe there is a growth in the intestine.
Maybe it's stress.
We never accept that, but we accept it when it comes to back pain. So what I'm trying to say is by unlocking your back's unique code is that there are, in fact, probably only about a half a dozen areas in your spine, if in fact it's coming from your spine, that's something we could talk about, that cause back pain. And the key, I think, and I make this point in the book over and over again, is see if you can make your own diagnosis in some ways, and I help you do that in the book, but also see if your doctor can help you make the diagnosis, because if you can't pinpoint where the pain's coming from, it sure is difficult to treat it.
Is the standard internist equipped to do what you're talking about? Because it seems that this is so important, this very thing.
The truth be told, that very little time is spent in medical school or even in internship and residency dealing with back pain. I believe that recently, particularly with internet webinars, there's been a greater emphasis on helping physicians make the diagnosis. But truly, we're taught very little about back pain. I believe the reason for that is because it's although, as you well pointed out, the likelihood is that every single one of us will suffer from back pain at some point in our lives. The good news is that it's usually self-limiting. So the old joke about the doctor saying, well, take two pills and call me in the morning, mm-hmm. when it comes to back pain, it usually works. Take two pills, call me in a week. If you still have back pain, then come in. But for most of us, the back pain will be gone. So that's the good news.
Uh-huh. So step two, I think we're talking here to people who have chronic issues. It might be some people have this so persistently, and other people it's episodic, but it keeps coming back and seems to affect the same area. I think that's who we're talking to mostly. So you say step two is prepare to work. And by the way, this is Jack Stern. He is an MD, a PhD, holder and is at Weill Cornell Medical College. He's a spine neurosurgeon, and yet he has opened a clinic in New York that focuses on non-surgical treatment of the back. His book is called Ending Back Pain. It's excellent. Five powerful steps. So in step two, prepare to work with healthcare professionals. That taught me a lot because we're kind of touching on that with the internists.
Yeah, well, I believe that that's working with your physician or healthcare provider is important no matter what issues you have. And the reasons for that are as follows. At least some of the reasons are as follows. Number one, if your doctor is like my doctor, he's spending less time with me, or she's less spending time with me. And that's because, you know, the finances of medicine and the reimbursement of the physicians that is such that they have less time for each patient. It's sad, but true. The other point is that many times you don't even get to see your doctor. You get to see a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant, who, by the way, are frequently better listeners than your doctor. But you get less and less face time with your physician. Mm-hmm. So what that means is that you better be prepared when you come to your doctor. Don't just show up and say, well, I got X, Y, or Z. Say, I have back pain. This is what makes it better. This is what makes it worse. This is when it started. This is what I noticed. This is where the pain is. So create a timeline for yourself. Create a table of the things that make it better, make it worse. Mm. Create a little table, a little avatar, a little model of your body, and show where the pain is so that when you go to the physician or you go to the doctor's office, you don't start from scratch. You have a basis, an infrastructure to help the physician figure out why you're having the problem.
Mm. Yes, there's a list that you have in here where you do you give us the kind of questionnaire that you use. And wow, that was so interesting to me. The step three is ensuring, we're going to get more into these as our conversation goes on, of course, but you want to ensure a proper diagnosis. I gather from what you're saying in the book that this is where things can go awry. Internists can't be experts in absolutely everything. We have a responsibility too, but we need a proper diagnosis or we can be in some serious trouble, whether we're getting overtreated or undertreated.
Right. The irony about back pain is that you really don't want to go see a specialist. You want to go see a generalist who knows about the spine. And the reason I say that is because there's so many different specialties that treat the spine, but for most of the specialists, they don't. And I guess that was true of me too before I wrote this book and before I started the clinic, was that as a surgeon, I just saw surgical answers. Mm-hmm. The physiatrist, the physical therapist, only saw answers through physical therapy. The pain management doctor said, well, I can cure that with sticking a needle in you. So we all live in our little silos and our little boxes, and we don't see the bigger picture. And what I was hoping to do with this book was to give the reader a sense of what it takes to be a generalist and to see all the possible treatment modalities that are available for you. Hopefully, once you've honed down where the pain is coming from in your spine, that's why I first concentrate on helping you and your physician make the right diagnosis. Where is the pain coming from? And then to give you the different treatment options, not just the single treatment option.
Just as you said at the beginning of this conversation, the pain can be coming from so many different sources. And so it's important to figure out what's the source. And then you get toward a proper diagnosis, and each source has different, some affect each other, and so there are different modalities that you can turn to that are just specifically targeted for the kind of injury that you have. So in step four, you begin to get into embracing various pathways to healing.
Yes. You know, the sad fact is that even in the best of hands, a diagnosis is frequently not made. And it's not really anyone's fault. If I take you back 20 plus years before, or maybe longer, 30 years, before there were CAT scans or MRIs, so many of the diagnoses that we make today were not made then because of the limit of our technology. Now that our technology, since CAT scans, MRIs, and other modalities have matured in the 30 years, suddenly we're making diagnoses we never made before. So, and I can envision in the next 10, 20, 30 plus years, we will discover even newer technological modalities so that the diagnoses that we can't make today, but we know that person's hurting, we'll make those diagnoses in the future because of the advances in our technology. Mm.
Ah, Dr. Stern, stay where you are. Spine neurosurgeon Jack Stern, committed in this book to helping with back problems without resorting to surgery, if at all possible. There are some cases where you have to have surgery. And also to live a life where you're protecting your back and getting to use it as much as you can. Dr. Stern, stand by. We're going to tell you now how to have this book, which was extremely valuable and informative for me. That's why we're featuring Dr. Stern on the show. It's called Ending Back Pain, 5 Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, and Treat Your Ailing Back. Here is the number if you would like to join us and have this book sent directly to your door. 1-800, toll-free, 584-2788.
Good afternoon. I'm Harriet Jones here with Faith Middleton to talk a little bit more about this book, Ending Back Pain, 5 Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, and Treat Your Ailing Back. What a fascinating conversation. You know, some of those things you were talking about, Faith, they could really apply to all of us. You know, maybe mm-hmm. we don't exercise enough, I have to raise my hand.
Me too.
Maybe you're a tiny bit overweight, I have to raise my hand. Maybe you sit too long. Maybe I drive too much. That's one of my issues. I drive uh-huh. too much. And all of those things can contribute, you know, just once in a while, you know, or maybe for some people chronically, you just have a sore back, you have pain in your back, you can't put your finger on what exactly it is. It can be very difficult to get to the root of those issues. And it can just be something that people suffer through for, you know, months and months, maybe years and years at a time. And this book really is a practical guide to trying to put your finger on that, you know, to try and with your clinicians to try to actually get down to the root of the problem and make your life better by ending your back pain. What a great practical guide. If you would like to have it sent to you, we can do that for you. It's for a gift of $5 a month. Become a monthly donor at $5 a month, and we can send this to you, Ending Back Pain.
You can, of course, go online to WNPR.org, as many people do, and click the donate button, and this book will come to you. You can pick out any thank you gift that you like. I highly recommend this one because I've learned so much. The questionnaire that he gives to you in this book is so helpful about working with your internist or your back generalist, because it starts with the onset of symptoms. Are they related to an event? The dates of all previous treatments? What makes it feel better and worse? Previous surgeries? All the drugs and supplements and vitamins you take? What do you do for a living? Let's talk about the tasks. Are any of these other things involved in the it's fantastic. So we'll send you this book for a contribution, $5 a month, with great delight, and I hope you will be as informed or feel as informed as I do. 1-800-584-2788.
What a great deal that is. $5 a month, you get all this great programming, and you get this tremendously practical guide. I loved what Dr. Stern was saying about prepare for talking to your doctor, like you were saying, Faith, with the questionnaire. Every time I've been to my doctor, when I've thought about it beforehand and really, you know, tried to prepare what I was going to say, you get a better result. So this book takes you step by step through that process of how you prepare for your back pain appointment, so you can really get the most out of it. It's bringing together, you know, a lot of different kinds of good advice in one place. It's not just a single piece of advice. It's not just one way of treating your back pain. It really tries to be a holistic way to diagnose, understand, and treat your back. So, you know, if this is an issue that you've suffered from, if you know somebody else who's suffered from this issue, this really couldn't be a better gift. $5 a month if you call 1-800-584-2788 or go online to WNPR.org.
I appreciate very much that a spine neurosurgeon understands, is doing very well. He understands how valuable it is to treat people in ways other than surgery, that this isn't the only way for many, many people. Although some people are going to require it, obviously this is what he does. Very much appreciate his generous spirit about this and wanting to do the right thing. Here is the toll-free number. We do too. 1-800-584-2788 for $5 a month. It is our gift to you, and thanks. I'm Faith Middleton with Dr. Jack Stern, a board-certified surgeon. He specializes in spine neurosurgery. He's also co-founder of Spine Options in New York City, which is the first and only facility committed to non-surgical care of the back and the neck. Often these two things are related. Lots of people have little minor car accidents, and before you know it, your neck is involved. That's usually how it works. So this is Ending Back Pain. Let's come back, Dr. Stern, to embracing various pathways to healing. It used to be that we would make a distinction. Sometimes we still do, and we say alternative forms of healthcare. And one of the things you said in the book that was interesting is that why are we making this distinction anymore? The question is, what works?
Yeah, I think that's right. I remember, again, going back 20 years when the thought of acupuncture, for example, was a new idea. The idea of the concept of going and getting Pilates was, no one knew what Pilates was. Of getting Alexander lessons. Now those terms and those regimens are part of our daily vocabulary. People go to get acupuncture because they injured themselves. Some go to because to increase their energy. I'm not saying I necessarily know enough about that or advocate it, but what I'm saying is that so many of these modalities that were strange to us and not that long ago, today are part of the usual physician armamentarium, and it's not unusual for me to see a physician send somebody, for example, with headaches to an acupuncturist or back pain with an acupuncturist, or to suggest to someone who's got back pain, you know, maybe you go to strengthen your core and find yourself a Pilates teacher. Go down to the Y and see if there's a Pilates teacher there, or find an Alexander teacher, because your posture and your use, the use of your body can use some remediation. So I always remind people, you know, modern medicine is about 200 years old. Eastern medicine is 2,000 years old. And even today, so much of the medications we use are based on remedies that are ancient, or so many remedies are those that they're still looking for in the Amazon. So there's still a lot to be learned from nature and from the history of mankind and how they have and do treat ailments.
Yeah, you talk about this kind of holistic approach. There's that old song, the hip bone connected to the leg bone, the knee bone, and on it goes. To what degree with back pain do we have to look at multiple sites to correct the problem?
That's a really good question, and I can only think of myself. Or I did suddenly think of myself when you asked that. And the reason I did that was because as I'm getting older, you know, I wrote the book initially because I had a bad episode of back pain, and my partners, I'm the senior member of a group of six surgeons, and my partners, when this happened to me and I got an MRI, I could see them all sharpening their knives because, you know, they were vying for who was going to take me to the operating room. And I said, I'm going to learn more about it. And that's really the incentive to writing the book. But why your question reminds me of today is because although that acute episode went away, I still wake up, particularly as I get older, with back pain most every morning. So it's probably because I've developed osteoarthritis of my spine, and by the time I'm out of bed and I start walking around or I get into the hot shower and I start my daily activities, the pain goes away. So for me, there isn't a specific anatomical place where the pain's coming from. A few years ago, I looked at an x-ray of my spine. It looked like somebody was 90 years old. So there isn't going to be a specific anatomical answer for me. I have generalized osteoarthritis. Now, when it gets really bad, I take a leave or, you know, get into a hot shower. So you really have to say, consider using more than one modality because there isn't always an easy answer, even if you can pinpoint the source of your pain.
We have had Dr. Rock Positano on the show who it got me thinking about this thing. He said to me, you know, Faith, and he's non-surgical ankle and feet center in New York. And he said to me, you know, Faith, it all starts with the feet. Why do you think people are having all these hip problems, you know, hip replacements and knee problems? This connects to the feet. You've got to watch what's going on. Everybody does with their feet. And so I really like your approach. I get what this is about. So you're saying in step five of these five steps you talk about, live a life that supports a strong, healthy back. That example from you just now where you've got generalized arthritis of the spine that comes with age and injury for most people. So what does this mean? Are we supposed to be doing these exercises? What really do you want us to do ideally?
Well, clearly, and again, I'll use myself as an example, and that is when I lost weight and I'm still losing weight, my back pain is much better. What I do is I visualize myself carrying around 10 or 20 pounds in my belt, and I'm saying, Jack, that has to be hurting your back. And in fact, as I lost weight and as I'm losing weight, I find that my back pain is better. So it's not magical thinking. There's no great secret to it. It's weight loss, having your weight in a good range. Mm-hmm. It's exercising. It's eating properly. It's leading a healthy life is really leading a healthy life for your back. There is no magic formula. I wish I could tell you there was something really super, that the book contains something that no one else will tell you, but it's not true. It's just common sense.
Yeah. What I'm trying to get at with that question is that you injure your back or it's sore, and then you start to favor something. And suddenly your range of motion has been limited, and this happens over time. And suddenly you've accommodated. Maybe the pain goes away, but you don't have the range you used to have. You have occasional pain, maybe frequent pain. And your lack of use is what we're talking about. And and you don't want to start using again because it hurts. So how do you handle that? How do you get used to moving again?
Yes, and that, again, is something that I find in my life and many of my patients find in their lives. And so the way I and others describe it is, how do you break the pain cycle? You're hurting, you can't move. You can't move, you can't exercise. You can't exercise, you gain weight. You gain weight, your back hurts worse. And usually, the way I find it helpful for myself and for others is during that acute phase to, in addition to ice packs, is to take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory to really get the swelling down. And for most folks, myself included, if I take a high enough dose for just 1 or 2 days, the back pain subsides, I can then decrease the medication, and I can, you know, get through that episode, because back pain is episodic, and These, I call these pharmacological responses to the pain. That means you take a medicine that helps you through it.
So does it, I've heard, and I find myself saying this to people, and I need to check it if this is true. I was injured, I injured my back in a car accident, and I was in bed for, you know, up and down for about 6 months. And the doctors at the rehab place at Gaylord said to me, you have to, in the beginning when you're in the most pain, you have to stay ahead of the pain. You can't just say, oh, it's better now, so I'm just going to drop all this. Your body can't gather its forces and heal if it's all of its resources are devoted to fighting pain. Is that correct in your view?
Yeah, I think that's true not only for back pain. It's true from any serious pain situation. What comes to mind is my post-operative patients. So some people are really reluctant to take pain medication, only take the pain medication after surgery when the pain gets so severe. And I always say to them, you have to get what's called a blood level of the medication in your bloodstream. You have to take it so it stays at a steady state in your blood. If you wait till you're really hurting and then take the medication, that graph doesn't look like a steady state. It looks like peaks and valleys, mm-hmm. and it's going to take a while when you're in that valley to take enough medication to get to the peak so you're comfortable. And the same thing is true of back pain. So in order to get through the episode, I'll take the medication probably for a day or so longer than I think I need it just to get through that, get
right.
through those valleys.
Yeah, and when you say non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, what is that? I mean, what are you talking about?
I don't want to be too specific because don't know what the listeners' symptoms are in particular.
Yeah.
But the things that we usually consider is ibuprofen, acetaminophen, Tylenol, and one has to take that depending on one's own situation. Do you have liver problems? Do you have some sort of blood dyscrasia?
Yeah.
Bleeding issues? So before you do, better check with your doctor.
Yes. Okay. So we have about a minute until the break, and we're going to, of course, tell you during that break how to have this book, which is so informative, sent to your door, Ending Back Pain with Dr. Jack Stern, who's a spine neurosurgeon, Weill Cornell Medical College. You also list some other drugs in here that was very interesting because we're always trying to get professionals like you to tell us, well, you know, what is going to make sense in my doctor's office? You know, what have you used with your patients and in general mm-hmm. that you can recommend? So that was good. We're going to talk about this book in more detail now during this short break, and then we'll enlarge our conversation and get into some of this, especially about pain management. The book is Ending Back Pain. We will 5 powerful steps to diagnose, understand, and treat your ailing back. Dr. Jack Stern of Weill Cornell Medical College, and he is a spine neurosurgeon, but has opened a center for non-surgical treatment of the back. Really appreciate that. Here's the toll-free number, $5 a month as a contribution. This is our thank you gift to you. 1-800-584-2788. This is a very good book.
It really is, Faith. You do get the best guests. As, you know, Dr. Stern clearly has been thinking about and living these issues, has been reading up on the research and doing his own research for many, many years in this field. He clearly knows exactly what he's talking about. And I love this authentic, you know, there's no magic formula approach. I mm-hmm. think that's so, you know, I love to hear that because then I think this person really, you know, they're trying to help me. They're not trying to sell one particular thing. They're trying to actually make a difference. He has this holistic approach where, sure, you can try acupuncture, you can try Pilates. No one person has all the answers. You know, this kind of do what works for you, and here are some of the approaches and answers that you can try. I think that's just such
yeah.
a, you know, such a refreshing approach. And this book is filled with that. So if that's something you'd like sent to you, 1-800-584-2788.
And Harriet, as you know from seeing the book, he gets into a section in the book about psychological pain and that affects sometimes physical pain. And more often than we think, though, I so appreciate that he's not one of these people who think it's all in your head by any stretch,
right.
Because if you've had back pain, you know it is not. But there often is a psychological component to this, especially when you're battling real pain. We're going to get into that in our next segment. He is just terrific. And boy, when he does these charts and shows you, these are all the things that can happen related to your soft tissue and your bones and your spine and your neck. You begin to say, oh, I see what's going on with me. And I mean, so informative. If you've got, like everybody in the world, if you've got some kind of back issue, and if you don't, I promise you, you'll have one episode. Why not be informed? We know about hearts. We know about thyroid. We know about all these things. This is something that affects second most diagnosed thing. Most common thing in the United States, back pain. So to find somebody really good at this, we worked really hard at this book, Ending Back Pain and Dr. Jack Stern. $5 a month, and if you call toll-free, 1-800-584-2788.
And you know what else I appreciate about this book, Faith, is it's such so usable. It kind of has bite-sized pieces. You know, it says right on the cover, 5 powerful steps. So it does take you through those steps. It's not overwhelming. I mean, there is a ton of information in here about all different types of things, but it's so well organized with, you know, diagrams and with the questionnaires and so forth. You can work your way through this book very easily and, you know, quickly comprehend what he's talking about. So it's extremely usable. Very interesting case studies. You know, you might recognize yourself in one or two of these case studies, you know, dealing with all different types of back injuries and back problems and back pain. So, you know, if that sounds like you, if that sounds like something you've been seeking, you know, if maybe this is an issue you or a loved one has suffered from in the past, and you just haven't had that correct resource, you haven't had all the information in one place, this is well worth giving a try. Ending Back Pain by Dr. Jack Stern. You know, he's an expert. Weill Cornell Medical College. He knows what he's talking about. If you want to take a look at this book, if you want us to send it to your door, for just $5 a month, that's an absolute bargain. 1-800-584-2788 or right online at WNPR.org.
If you've called already or gone online, we really appreciate that. Honestly, this directly is responsible for keeping us on the air. It enables our team to go out and find these experts for no other reason but for all of us as a community to get smarter together about living this rich life of ours with its joys and challenges. That's really the whole game. So we would be so delighted if you haven't contacted us yet to hear from you so that we can keep going and give you this, I think, very valuable thank you gift in return. $5 a month, and here is the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788, or go online to WNPR.org and click on the contribute button. And thanks. I'm Faith Middleton. I would like to thank our producers, and they are Lori Mack and Jonathan McNichol, for all the work that they do always. And our guest, Jack Stern, if you're just joining us, he is a surgeon, a specialist in spine surgery and the neck. And he has written this book because he opened a center with the approach being how to avoid surgery in New York City, the first and only one with regard to the back and neck. And so he's written this book that includes 5 steps to a better back, but the book is called Ending Back Pain, and we're going through these steps. So, Dr. Stern, here's what I wonder about. I'm very nervous about spine and neck manipulation. There certainly have been cases with manipulation of people being paralyzed. So this is not a joke, and it's not to be in the hands of somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. And yet you have a section in here about this. Can we talk about this?
Well, most of the book actually is about the lower spine.
Yeah.
And I think any sort of manipulation of the lower spine, the chance of creating harm is so, so, so small that in the 30-plus years that I've been practicing, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Okay, that's the lower spine.
Yeah. Now, in the cervical spine, I've never seen it, but my colleagues have, and I still think that it's exceedingly rare event for a manipulation or an adjustment of the neck to cause any kind of neurological deficit, neurological harm. so I think those who stress that it does probably have a bias against chiropractors, which I clearly don't, because I share a lot of patients with chiropractors.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a real concern, but people need to be aware of it. And I think most people who do cervical adjustments or neck adjustments, be they chiropractors, therapists, physical therapists or others, usually are very responsible people and know when they can't and when they cannot adjust the neck.
Okay. So let's get into pain that is connected to psychology, our minds, and how pain gets perceived by the brain, what the brain tells the body to do. You know, I'm getting into this area with you of when the pain is psychological as much as physical.
We've probably learned more about this area than any other. And there are many neuroscientists who are studying brain pathways, spinal cord and brain pathways, because there's so much to be learned and there's so many areas in the brain that are involved in the perception, in the modulation, and even in the inhibition and suppression of pain. So it's a very exciting area. So let me just say a few things. One, I believe that most anybody who has pain for a long time, that the pain eventually affects one psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to give personal examples. So I won't give an example of my pain, but I'll give you a more common example. So if I have a bad cold, I'm just annoyed that I can't function. I'm annoyed that I'm sniffling. I'm annoyed that I'm feeling lousy. And my personality changes. And I'm sure it's probably true of most of us. I'm not quite the nice, congenial Dr. Jack Stern that I normally am. I'm a little bit irritable, maybe short and snappy with people.
Yeah.
So I think someone who has chronic pain and has it a lot every day, of course it's going to affect their personalities and have a psychological effect. They may be depressed, they may be increase their anxiety, it could have all kinds of ramifications. So I don't think that someone who is in pain a lot of the time has chronic pain, that it's unusual for that person to have some sort of psychological ramifications that's manifest as a result of the pain.
Right. Go ahead, please.
I do think that there are folks who have deep psychological issues for whom pain, that they derive secondary gain from the pain. We all do it to some extent, but there's some folks for whom this is a large, large part of their personal, interpersonal, and even social lives. It may be something simple like, you know, sweetheart, my back hurts. Would you take out the garbage today? So I got a secondary gain. I didn't have to take out the garbage. And that's a very simple example. But there's some people for whom the pain sometimes is, unfortunately, the only way they know of how to get someone's attention. And alarmingly also, there was a good study done that showed that and this study was done in women, that a large number of women who have chronic pain were actually abused when they were younger. And somehow the memory of that abuse has stayed with them and it manifests itself in the form of pain. Sometimes it's back pain, but sometimes it's pain in other parts of the body. So this whole manifestation, this mind-body connection, particularly when it comes to pain, is absolutely fascinating.
Yes.
I'll say one more thing, and I mentioned this in the book, and that is that there was a very interesting study, I believe it was Northwestern, the neuroscience department, that showed that individuals who had chronic pain, that the part of their brain that is responsible for the perception of pain, that part of the brain literally shrank when they did serial MRIs. And what was even more interesting was, or equally interesting, was that when the pain was treated, either by one modality or another, even if it was teaching people coping mechanisms, that part of the brain re-expanded. I mean, think about that. That's amazing. And so there's a lot we're learning and still have a lot to learn about this relationship between the mind and the body, particularly when it comes to perceptions of pain.
Yes, mindfulness has had such success when they look at some of these MRIs during and as people meditate. I remember I went to Gaylord, the rehab facility, and did some stories later on because I became very fascinated with the work that they do. And the doctor said, you know, many of our patients are on antidepressants because when the body is injured, the brain will on purpose depress you to keep you quiet. And we are always checking with our patients to make sure, you know, do you feeling depressed? And to say, you know, this is often to be expected. You get into something like this in your book.
Yes, I'm not sure if the underlying reason for the depression is for the body to stay quiet. Mm-hmm. I have a sense it's more of what I call loss of body part. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is that I believe that we mourn when there's a death, but I also believe that we mourn when we lose or a function of ours dies.
Uh-huh.
So, and I see that even in the elderly, when they can do less and less, and they, in a sense, there's depression because they mourn the fact, and that's a term that I'm using now, the fact that they are not as mobile. They can't play sports the way they did. So I think there's some aspect of internal loss of ourselves. Whether it's through aging or through disability or pain, that manifests itself in depression.
Uh-huh. Yes, fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. So appreciate your view on this and many other things as expressed in this book. So let's come back. We're with, by the way, Dr. Jack Stern. He's a spine neurosurgeon who opened in a contrary way, but in a beautiful way, a center in New York City for how to treat back pain and neck pain issues without surgery. His book about all of this is so informative. It's called Ending Back Pain. And in just a few minutes, we'll explain how to have this sent to your door. But it examines these steps to diagnose, understand, and treat your ailing back. The most common diagnosis, number two in the entire United States, back problems. The first is headaches. So let's come back to the pain management techniques how this might come out. So the diagnosing of back pain, sometimes it's so obvious and you say, oh, my goodness, I can't move. I'm in bed for 3 days. What in the world has happened to me? I just woke up like this. Other times, you know, you were lifting something and you can kind of figure out how it might be related. When there's confusion about why am I lying here like this, what do you do? Yeah, how do you figure it out?
Well, I think the first thing is before you try figuring it out is getting yourself through the episode. Most people mm-hmm. are in so much pain that figuring it out comes later. The first issue is, get me out of this pain.
Is it heat or cold, though? You know, yeah. We don't know what to do. Are we supposed to be, you know, right away putting heat on our backs or cold on our backs?
Yeah, well, the general philosophy, and it's in almost every acute injury, soft tissue injury in particular, is to use cold initially. So to decrease the swelling, decrease the inflammatory response, and usually only later during the more acute phase of the pain do people switch to heat to bring, in a very simplistic notion, to bring blood and nutrients to that area. I'm not sure I can quote a scientific study that shows that works, but it's kind of
common sense.
Yeah, it's you know, that this notion has been around for probably longer than I've been around, and that's a while. So it's probably some truth to it. I think the other aspect, particularly when it comes to back pain, is there is really good evidence, unlike the other, there really is really good evidence that bed rest is counterproductive, is not helpful, and that the sooner you can get mobilized, the better you are, the better you will be. And lastly, as I said before, taking a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory probably will shorten the amount of time that you are disabled. So those are usually the keys, and that is trying to get mobilized as soon as possible, take an anti-inflammatory, and applying a cold to that area acutely.
Right.
That usually gets people through it.
And then the heat part, which is the best part. All right, Dr. Stern, thank you so much for what you have done and for this conversation on the air. It's been a pleasure having you. Thank you very much.
It's really a pleasure being on.
All right, here is the number. If you can possibly join us at the $5 a month level, we, with the greatest pleasure in my case, will send you this book as so informative to me. We'll have a permanent place on my shelf at my in my library at home. This is going nowhere, this book. Staying there because I know I will need it many times. Toll free, 1-800-584-2788.
It isn't one of those ones you'd lend out and then lose, no? So many of those, too. Faith, there's just been so many aha moments in this hour, I've found. You know, it's just been a fascinating lesson. You know, that whole idea about the brain-body connection and how powerful our minds can be in, you know, in support or in detriment of what's going on in our bodies. And also the idea of bed rest being counterproductive. That's really interesting. You know, just so many fascinating little insights. And this is so common when you listen to Faith Middleton. You'll have these aha moments because she gets the best guests. She has these wonderful people who have tremendous qualifications, who have their finger on the pulse of just the latest ideas. They really are keeping up with what's very current in their fields. And they bring you these new ideas and you say, ah, of course, yes. So if you'd like this in a more concrete form, if you'd like to hold this book in your hand, if you'd like to share these ideas, read and reread them, it's very easy. Give us a call. Say you want to sign up as a monthly donor, $5 a month, 1-800-584-2788, or WNPR.org if you'd like to do it all online. That's certainly possible too. $5 a month, we can send this right to you, Ending Back Pain by Dr. Jack Stern.
Harry Jones is our business reporter and one of the best I have ever seen. So it's my pleasure to work with you, Harriet. So Ending Back Pain, I really appreciate the balance of this man. You can hear he looks at all kinds of treatment modalities, all kinds of pain alleviation, understands sometimes it can affect one's psychology, and yet is not in any way suggesting that the pain is all in your head. For the vast majority of people. So really important, powerful information from this neurosurgeon, spine neurosurgeon, and how to avoid surgery for your back, ironically. So Ending Back Pain, 5 powerful steps to diagnose, understand, and treat your ailing back. Here is the idea. If you want to go online, you can go to us right now at WNPR.org. You can do it later too, WNPR.org, and click on the contribute button, and you'll be able to see about this book and several other thank you gifts. The idea is the convenience of this and our way. We wanted to give something tangible to you to say thank you. And we thought, well, why not tie it to the real programming that we have on the air? So 1-800-584-2788 is the toll-free number if you'd like to call now or as soon as you can.
You know, that's the thing about WNPR. We're in your community. We live where you live. We try to bring you radio. We work every day to bring you radio that's relevant to you, relevant to your life. And Faith has a small but really dedicated team who go out there to get you the best guests, to really make radio that makes a difference in your life. If you value that service, if that's important to you, if you want to keep it on the air, please give us a call, 1-800-584-2788.